weird fucking people. This is Mick from Nonsense Inc.
Hey, this is Chris from Nonsense Inc.
And we're here with the Keith.
The Keith?
Yes, well, you are kind of an entity.
Oh, I'm an entity, huh?
Yeah, you're not male, you're not female, you're kind of an it. Oh. So you're the Keith.
This it is going to take that it and go out that it.
I gave you money and you turned it down. It's mine now.
You gave me money for sex, too, and I turned you down. And I still kept the money.
I know.
All right, so for today in history...
Yeah, let's
we get there?
Let's do history. That sounds right. Fun. Today in history, yeah. Keith reminded me that he turned down money for sex and took the money. So he's a thief.
So, for events on September 4th, in 1882, the Pearl Street Station... Whoa.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. The Pearl Street Station in New York was the first power company that ever sold power to people, electricity.
Really?
Yeah.
Like...
This day in 1882, that's the first time that ever happened.
No, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So that's why we're getting fucked over on a...
Yeah, it was New Yorkers. It was New Yorkers who started
It's all the New Yorkers' fault.
Yeah, fuck those people.
In 1923, the U.S. airship, the USS Shenandoah, launched. And we can all see how that worked out.
Blimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, Goodyear's still up, but Hindenburg is down. Go America.
In 1972, the longest-running game show was premiered.
All right, come on down.
Bob Barker, Price is Right.
And that was a great show, too.
In 1998...
Still is.
The one thing we all use on pretty much a fucking daily basis, Google was founded. By two kids in college.
I have no idea what did it. Hey, will you Google that? Google.
I'm sorry. I have to say, in 98, I was still using Yahoo. Even in the early 2000s.
Get out of my house.
I was using Yahoo.
I was using Lycos.
Well, at least none of you said web crawler.
So, in 2002, and there was, I believe, a movie made about this, right? The Oakland Athletics, and we all know how I don't sports, but I love this movie, and the story is amazing. The Oakland Athletics hit their 20th consecutive win.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was in the movie, but Moneyball was a really well-done movie.
Yeah, no, that's the movie.
That's the movie, then. Chris. Duh.
I love soccer.
Oh.
God damn it.
You deserve that.
All right, so we're going to move on to births. There's quite a few of those. In 1918, our favorite NPR radio host was born, Paul Harvey.
I don't listen to NPR.
Yeah.
So you don't know...
Uncultured fuck.
So you don't know, and now for the rest of the story.
No, I do.
Yeah, you better know that. I mean, come on.
So, in 1928, the actor Dick York was born, and Mick had to... He looks super familiar, but I couldn't place him. Yeah, because somebody's nose twitched, I think.
Maybe it was the...
I really wanted to go to the whole Dick York, Sergeant York thing that they did in Wayne's World. Which is pretty funny. All right, who's next?
John DiMaggio.
Oh, I love him. That's Bender.
Yes.
Kiss my shiny metal ass.
And several other characters. He's a voice actor.
Bender. He is Bender and that's it.
Yeah, well, no. He's in...
Don't care.
Adventure Time.
Don't care.
People like that show.
Yes, I like it too. He's Bender.
I've never watched it.
But Adventure Time just went off their last episode last night.
Oh, yeah?
After 8 years, they... quit.
Wow.
Really? It came up and quit?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't read the story. It just...
And what? Keith is already pulling his weight.
Nice. Yeah, and he's heavy too.
In 1981... You fat fuck. In 1981, the person I probably know their songs, but I don't... Yeah, I'm a Beyonce fan. I'm sorry. I gotta roll with it.
Do you
That's
want me to
all
put
right.
a ring on it?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Out of all the songs that I've heard by her, that's the only one that stuck out.
And if there's any woman on this planet to put a ring on, it's hers.
Yeah.
I mean, at least we smile. Jay-Z, it looks like he's got a fucking stick up his ass. In his ass. 7x24. I mean, this fucking guy, I mean, yeah, he's very good at what he does.
Wait.
I mean, she's gorgeous, and he's just like, mm-hmm.
I got to back up here a moment, because he used proper math terms. 7x24.
Oh, shut up. Who's next?
The last one on the list is 1984, Kyle Mooney. He's a comedian. He's on SNL. And he is hilarious. So, now on to the deaths. I only found a couple of them.
Okay.
That were, I mean, particularly interesting.
All right. Who's the first one?
In 2006... this man was stung by a manta. Right? That's how he died, right?
Stingray.
Stingray, yeah.
Who was it?
Steve Irwin.
Oh, you know what? And everything that he taught us, I think the one thing that we should take away from it is that sunblock does not always prevent harmful rays.
Oh, God. Wow. That was good. I like it.
Can't say it's too soon for that, because it's been a while.
And oh, it's never too soon on this show.
No, it's not.
Welcome.
So, in 2014, Joan Rivers passed away.
Yeah, but like 85% of her is still under 18 years of age, so...
Right, I think she was having sex with Johnny Carson at the time, so...
Yeah. I feel sorry for him.
Wow.
All right.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. With that.
All right. So, on to the next topic. And, guess who's back? Guess who's back?
He fucking found us.
Oh, yeah, he
God
did.
God damn it.
Yay.
Fucking Steve has found his way back into the studio.
Yes.
All right. So, Steve doesn't talk much, but Keith is here, and we're here to talk about, so our last episode, we took a couple of weeks off, I was not feeling well, and I didn't have a voice, so
yeah,
that made a lot of people happy, I'm sure.
And I wasn't feeling well either, because, well, I was around you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you guys shouldn't swap saliva so much.
Yes.
We have separate cups in the fridge for that.
Yes.
To swap the saliva?
Yes.
No, they're
I
labeled.
I spit in one, he spits in the other.
Yeah. Yeah, they're labeled.
But we drink a lot, so we miss the cue sometime anyway.
Plus, there's the side bet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, we're going to hold off on the side bet for a little while.
Yeah, we're going to let you guys stew on that one.
Yeah. At any rate, so a couple of weeks ago, we did an episode about stupid people. And I'm sitting in between two of them.
I'm educated. I'm still dumb. I'm still stupid, but I'm educated.
Hey,
yeah.
Education
does not a smart man make.
I graduated. So
kindergarten.
I have a diploma.
Yeah, Keith's here writing in fucking crayon.
You have a paloma?
Anyway, so along with stupid people, there are a lot of things that get done that just piss you off.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's intentional.
Traffic.
Or.
Coworkers.
Dude, we're in the middle of nowhere in Nebraska. What fucking traffic is there?
Semis.
Have you met the dumbasses from Texas and Kansas that fly by you while you're following behind?
Yeah, but when somebody says traffic, like, they're always stuck in it. They're like, you, they're always stuck.
You
in
think
traffic.
Like East Coast or West Coast
or the dumbasses in Texas who they have like nine lanes going each way.
Still the coast.
Texas has. Let me dispel something here, and I know you've been there many times. You can drive 15 hours in the same fucking direction in Texas and still be in fucking Texas.
It's like Montana.
I've heard of Texas.
It's a lot like Montana, Texas. Actually.
So, okay, like
a lot
I get
of animals,
I get,
a lot of guns.
I get well, yeah. I get traffic.
A lot of Republicans.
I get well, also true. I get it. Like I get traffic, whether it's moving or not, is. But I prefer to have fun when I'm stuck in traffic.
So like what do you do to alleviate the stress of traffic when you're stuck there?
He got an indecent exposure ticket. He was caught jerking it.
Wait. You made jerky in your car?
Yes. Yes, I had a lot of meat that I had dried out and salted. And we were stuck there for so long, I had the whole machine out, and then traffic started moving, and I couldn't start the car again.
Did you have the power converter?
No, I didn't.
No, it was just the sun in Texas?
Pretty much. Anyway, so...
Yeah, anyway.
So, yeah, traffic. All right, so what, Keith, what pisses you off... What pisses you off at work? Don't get too specific with your job. It's not like
it's not worth losing your job over.
Well, that too. But more specifically, not anything that's job specific. Just things that people do.
Well, the thing that pisses me off the most about with my coworkers is they. You're looking at me like that. It's when you have
it's bedroom eyes.
Oh yeah.
No, when you're around coworkers
you
that
your
have
finger?
Been there.
Oh, you when, licked when you, it and then sniffed yeah, it. Okay.
Yes, you all lick right. it then stick it.
All right.
But no, it's when you have coworkers who have worked there for like 5+ years that decides that they want to be rude to the new staff instead of help train. They just want to say, well, it's not my fucking job. You go do it yourself.
Right.
That pisses me off because then that, you know, if I screw up on what I'm doing, I could lose my job.
When?
When?
When you screw up.
When you screw up.
I have yet to screw up and don't fucking jinx me.
Okay. Actually, I really don't. Knowing where you work, I really don't wish that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So at one point... I worked at a factory, right? And so we got annual raises, right?
What's an annual raise? I have yet to work at a place that gives annual raises.
Okay, so every year you get more money on your paycheck based on an evaluation.
Did you catch that, paycheck?
So, and...
That was a very, very good definition there.
I was one of two people in my department that had a college education. Now, granted, fine arts doesn't really apply to industry.
Yes, thank you for your art degree, the most worthless degree.
Hey, fuck off.
But you got one.
I learned how to weld in art. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you can fix that fucking fan that's out in the garage.
Well, I'm going to try. I just need to find somebody that will let me near a welder.
What kind of welder?
Nope. No, don't even. Don't fucking answer that. Don't fucking answer that, because he'll fucking do it.
I will.
And then the both of you will be dead.
So, okay. So I was one of two guys there, and I started as a temp. And I walk in, 135 pounds.
Yeah, that's all we need is a temp welder.
So I walk in.
Yeah, the last guy blew the fucking... back off the building.
So I walk in for...
What a temp for a temp fix.
I walk in for my, like, interview, and I'm using air quotes there. Oh, shit! All over the equipment! All over the equipment! Cut!
Oh,
One drop, two drops.
I missed the equipment. I was aiming for you.
Wow. So I go in for my interview.
That happened.
My buddy had talked to his boss. He's like, hey, my friend is looking for a new job, and he's a good worker, you know, whatever, yada, yada, yada. And I walk into a factory job, all 135 pounds of me.
Oh, wow.
Right? And the dude behind the desk is like 6.5 feet tall and probably outweighs me by 100 pounds.
And it's 6.5 feet round.
And he's not round. Like, he's just big dude. And he's like, you know what we do here, right? And I said, I'm not afraid of a hard day's work. Right? So I got hired on as temp, whatever. In 4 years, I had made, what was it?
He's mathing in his head.
$8.50 in raises in 4 years.
Per week?
No.
Or per hour?
Per hour.
Oh, nicely done.
Yeah. So at that point, like, somebody opened my check because they were always sitting on the table. Like, back to the point of my story. Sorry, guys. Somebody had opened my check.
That would piss me off.
And they found out I'd just gotten a $2 raise. And this dude's been there like 8-10 years. And he goes up to my supervisor and he's like, why the fuck is he getting $2 more an hour? And my supervisor just went off on him. He's like, can you do this?
Yeah, you had
this,
a laundry list of shit.
A laundry
that you were
list of shit
for,
that I could do. And so, like, seriously, like, don't get upset at your coworkers for doing a better job than you have in the last 10 years in half the time.
Yeah, be upset with yourself for being a piece of shit worker.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, coworkers are just.
But not you, Keith. You're new.
Right.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, you work are reasonably that. New, right? I know you are a hard worker. You have been the whole time I've known you, both days. And
both days? Is that both days that he's worked or both days that you've known him?
Well, he keeps going from job to job because he's too lazy, but no, he's a hard worker.
I'm a hard worker, but I'm lazy.
Okay, so Mick, what's something that pisses you off at work? Because I got one for you.
Well, I'm in a customer service job. You know what the worst part about customer service jobs is?
You talk to people?
Ah, the customers.
Which part about the customers?
All of it. Fuck them. Dude, seriously, fuck them. They are, I mean, I get, you know, it's customer service. They need shit, but they're, like, overly needy. Like, overly needy.
Sounds like my work.
Yeah, but your customers are like confined. They can't go, like, you have the same customers every fucking day.
Yeah.
I have every day
the same shit every fucking day.
Every day I have a new set of assholes walking through the door. A new set of assholes, a new set of motherfuckers, a new set of needy fucking people that have different needs than the previous day.
Do you have a new set of tits walking in through the door every day too?
Yeah, but most of the time it's saggy.
So a new set of knees then.
Knee pads.
Okay. All right. Continue.
Okay. So bad tippers.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you run me back and forth over and over. 20% is nice.
20% is standard.
Is nice. No, is nice. 15%, understandable.
Yep.
10%, go fuck yourself.
What about none?
They can swallow.
Oh, none? Oh, here's the thing. For everybody listening, when you pay with a credit card, either A, tip in cash, and B, if you don't tip, your name's on the credit card. I know who you are.
Don't forget.
I look at every single one of them. I know who you are. And then I know where you live. And I like to fuck with people.
Don't forget, if they leave it blank, you can write your own tip in.
No. Yeah, once. I get you fired.
Once. And then I get to be one of your customers. When I'm locked up. If you haven't figured it out, Keith is a prison guard.
So bad customers in general, though, right?
Well, bad customers. So we live in a small town in rural Nebraska, and
4,000 population.
We have streets.
Yes, most of them are paved.
Most of them are paved. That's right.
Yes, but some of them aren't.
Yeah, we got brick road.
Yes, no.
We should paint yellow.
We do have. Stop it, because that will cost money. Nobody.
That's a lot of paint, Keith.
Yes. But here's the thing.
It just popped in my head.
It's okay. That's how you know the Ghostbusters got the Marshmallow Keith? Man.
What it just popped in your head?
I'm glad he didn't have a mouthful of beer like I did. Oh, now I'm being petted.
Stroked.
But yes, I'm being stroked by a prison guard.
At least I'm not a prisoner.
Okay, so...
Let me finish my thought.
Right, yeah.
So you have...
How long is this going to take?
You have these... You're not even wearing... You are wearing one. But,
that was a gesture.
Well... But I didn't have any beer too. In me. Yeah. Yeah. Nice finger. All right, so... No, you have the... You have these people that tip like shit because they're better than you. I mean, they are. They are better than you because they have... They have more money, and so their children now are better than you, and they send them out to eat with their friends and their credit cards, and they don't leave a tip. But they run you back and forth. It's like, I need a ranch. Okay, fine. Here's your ranch. Well, that's not enough. I need another one. So you get another one, and then a third. And then, when all is said and done...
God, how much ranch are they putting on the fucking burger?
And then, well... No, they dip the fries in it. They dip the fries in it, because...
What, like one per fry?
Apparently. Yeah. And so when all is said and done, you have four, like, full things of fucking ranch sitting there. One that's halfway done. A halfway eaten burger. Maybe. And, no tip. So it's really not their fault. It's the parents' fault, because they're out there making great money and teaching their kids like shit. What's the word I'm looking for?
You got to give me some context here.
Manners. Shit manners.
Be polite. That's the one thing I can say about shit that pisses me off at work.
But that's the thing, though. These people are saying please and thank you, but they're...
But they're not being polite.
Yeah,
they're going through the motions.
Yeah.
Right?
They're like, kind of limping in and humping it.
Like, at my... at my job, like, you know, people come up and they say, what's your bottom dollar price on this? Right, and I know I've talked about this before, but like, if you ask me my bottom dollar price and I respond to you, don't ask me for a lower price. I've literally just told you the least amount of money I will take for this thing. Like,
If I was you, what I would say is bottom price is already on there. If you want, we can go up in price.
No, because people like they can be polite, good customers. I will guarantee you, I will give you a better deal than I give to the dude who's fucking pissing me off. Like,
right.
So it's just all about the haggling. It's how they do it.
All right, it's an $80 item. Hey, I got like $72 left in cash here. Anything, any way we can do this?
Yeah, absolutely. Now,
hey, that's $80. I saw that like four stores down for 65.
Would you take 30 for it?
Well, you know, I saw Four Stars Down for 65.
Yeah.
Well, go Four Stars Down there.
Yeah, yeah. go back over there and buy it. Like, I mean,
and I'll buy it for 70, then resell it for 90.
That's right. I mean, okay. So, past jobs. Anything else in your past pissed you off?
Well,
at a previous job.
I mean, grumpy. Everything pisses me off. So let's let Keith talk since he was gracious enough to come here. You look beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. When are we going to make out?
Maybe when your breath don't smell like cigarettes.
Oh, fucking shit. Oh, really?
You smoke too.
No, I don't. I've quit smoking.
I've seen you smoke.
I have not had a cigarette since... It's been about over
1942.
A year.
Congratulations. I've seen you smoking the last year.
Not this year.
Yeah.
It was a penis.
We were down at the bar. And I was like, whoa. Because you bummed off Brian.
The last time that we were at the bar was just like a couple weeks ago. I didn't have a cigarette.
No, it wasn't a couple weeks ago. It was like 6 months ago.
6 months
ago. Yeah, you were pretty well marinated.
If I don't remember the night, it didn't happen.
If I don't remember, it didn't count.
Oh, good. We're going to have some fun tonight there.
Welcome to my sex life.
All right, so no.
Yep.
No, when I worked in restaurants, you know, the waitress would screw up and would blame the cooks for their screw-ups. You know, like if you tell a waitress, hey, don't take that order yet, it's not done, and they still take it and take it to the wrong table, come back and blame you for their fuck-up, saying it's your fault. I just want to take the spatula that I just pulled off the hot grill and smack them across the face with it.
Yeah, sideways, so it cuts.
Yeah. Especially the brand new ones when they're still sharp.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, I do have something to speak to that, too, because as not in the kitchen, as front of the house personnel for a very long time, one of the things that I had noticed is a lot of people say, hey, I'm sorry, man, the kitchen fucked up. What can I do to fix it? When, you know, you get a busy restaurant, writing orders down, a lot of times, not your order, but somebody's order gets lost.
Oh, yeah.
You write three or four in a row, or you get busy, and, oh, man, I forgot to put it in. They run to the kitchen. Hey, can you put this on a fast track? You know, I need it now.
Yeah, no.
But then they go to the table. I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize. They go to the table and blame it on the cooks. Oh, yeah, the cooks lost your ticket.
Oh no! If it's busy, you know, being as a cook, there was times that, you know, yeah, we'll have tickets that fall behind the counters, or they'll get mixed up and don't get pushed down with all the other tickets, and you know, yeah, then it's the cook's fault, but you know, when sometimes the servers that don't put it in. Or they don't write it down, and they still blame the cooks.
And that's what I'm getting at. It's most of the time, it is the server that fucks up and not the cook.
Yeah. But
everybody fucks up.
Yeah.
And in a restaurant, there's nothing that you can fuck up that cannot get unfucked.
And by the way, everybody should try and tip the cook.
Actually, yeah.
If you have the opportunity.
It's great, but it also makes you wonder, the hell is this? First time I got tipped, I was like, the fuck is this for?
It's for doing a good fucking job, man.
Yeah.
It was so weird. I mean, they told me the reason why, the person who was tipping me told me the reason why they were tipping me was because when I worked at a Pizza Hut, I was running cut table, register, and I was the only cook there. But I took time out of a busy buffet to make their pizza.
Right.
I told them it's part of my job. Don't need to tip me.
Well,
I got told, don't argue, just take the money.
Yep. And see, and don't go through the waiter, the wait staff to do that. Like, if you can, go tip them directly or go to the host. I mean, yeah.
Or like the manager 90, or something. Because
90% of the time, it's not going to get to the cook if you give it to the wait staff.
Right. So, and one thing that does piss me off about that is I've seen people give money to a manager or host or wait staff for the cook, and it never reaches the cook.
Fuck.
Well, it just also depends on if, you know, if you give it to a trustworthy person. Like,
right.
A lot of my tips, my manager brought to me because she's like, she'd be also the waitress at the time because we're running shorthanded.
Yeah.
She'd bring it to me, be like, here's your tip, and walk off.
So next time you want to tip the cook, just walk straight into the fucking kitchen like you own the place and just tip them.
Yeah, and if you're wearing a suit, you might be able to get away with it once.
Yeah, but don't tip them in the fryer.
Yeah, no, that'd be bad. All right, so, all right, what else at work pisses you off, Keith?
Oh, boy.
Actually, it's just the coworkers that piss me off. I mean, I understand the prisoners are there 24/7. Of course they're going to be bitchy. They're not getting out to go see a movie. They're not getting out to go have fun on the weekend. I'm not worried about the prisoners being pissed off.
They get to go to the yard.
Depends on where they're at. If they're in SEG, they're on constant lockdown. Well, they get to go to a mini yard. I mean, their yard is smaller than...
It's a sandbox.
It's smaller than this. Probably about as big as your bathroom is their mini yard.
Okay, yeah, no, but like the
five paces.
The coworkers you got, though.
Well, you know.
How do they piss you off?
Like I said, well, there was one day I was supposed to be relieved. I was waiting for my relief. It took them an hour to get up to their post. It's an hour after their shift started. By the time they got to their post, and then they ask me if they can go out to their vehicle to go get something. I'm sorry, you're supposed to be on your post an hour ago. I'm not the one you ask. It's your shift supervisor that you ask if you can go to your fucking vehicle.
I don't have the authority to let you go to your car to grab your dildo.
They get pissed off at me because I won't let them go to that because it's my day off that I'm still there.
Yeah, let's simplify this to the lowest common denominator. All right, so...
Dumbass.
You're inside a secure facility. Somebody shows up late. They show up to relieve somebody late. And then ask lowest common denominator, grunt.
Yeah.
For permission to leave the site to retrieve something out of their car, to come back through security, and weasel their way back up to their post.
Well.
Does that sound about right?
Yes and no. Because where we were at, we were the security of the facility.
Oh,
we were the gatehouse security.
Oh, so gotcha. They didn't smoke their cigarette before they got on shift. Yeah, and yeah. So basically, that's
that's what it boils down to. But get pissed off because I'm supposed to be gone because my whole week is getting screwed up because I'm going through training the next day, which is my day off. So the day that we're doing this, you know, I should have been relieved sooner than what she got there.
Right.
And then gets pissed off because I tell her no.
Well, I mean, you didn't have the authority to tell her yes in the first place.
I know, right? But yet I'm the one who gets... She gets pissed off at me because I tell her no.
Well, and the other part of that is you're not there to make friends. You're there to make money.
And the money is good.
Yeah.
So, to wrap this section up, maybe, don't be a dick to your coworkers.
Well, just don't be a dick, period. Be a dude.
No, you can be a dick.
But what about the ladies?
They can be dicks. I've known a few.
You can still be a dude and not be a dude. You don't have to have a dick to be a dude.
But there's
we got whiteboards, man. We can draw this shit out.
But remember, there are lesbians. They do have dicks. Well, it's different than ours.
I was going to say, I personally know one whose dick is bigger than yours.
I didn't say bigger. I said stiffer.
Yeah.
Either way.
He still said bigger.
All right. Well, shit. We're going to segue onto something else here. Maybe. I don't know. Come back. We're going to take a break one way or another. Yeah, so we're back. And, well, shit. Home. What pisses you off at home?
Bad timing.
Oh, like when, like when you're rubbing one out and mom knocks on the door?
No, like... Yeah, well, essentially.
Or when you're trying to get it on and someone walks into the door.
Yeah.
Well, it's usually an invitation.
If the door's unlocked.
Unless it's mom.
Did you forget to put the sock on the knob?
Yeah, or the tie. Yeah. I'm thirsty. What? Don't look at me like that.
What, like
you have a beer.
Like you're the one who's drinking Natty Light, so I'm going to look at you like that. Like
I'll value like, for the dollar.
God, I'm trying to get this joke out, but you guys won't let me.
Sorry.
No, it's too late.
Is it like trying to rub one out? Nobody lets you?
Who is not going to let me rub one out?
No, I will.
Yeah. While you stand there and watch him?
Yeah, he's holding the camera, dipshit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I need something to rub one out to later.
Yeah, it wasn't my phone.
Yeah, well, he's got a good point.
Top of my head.
Isn't that the part you play with? It's the top of your head?
Yeah, but you have to...
Rub the shaft, too.
Yeah. All right, so...
Cup the balls.
Cup the balls, yeah.
So, how are you supposed to rub the shaft, stroke the head, and cut the balls with two hands while holding the camera?
Somebody else holds the camera.
Or set the camera on a tripod.
Yes.
I mean, or holding the phone for the porn.
Well, that's the thing. You have the phone on a tripod.
Yeah, you can set the phone, tablet, computer down.
Or save like 9 packs of cigarettes and put lead fishing weights in them. Like, I have no idea why I know that, but.
Yeah, no idea, my ass. So, bad timing. That kind of pisses me off every once in a while. Let's see. Ooh. Roommates. And now, this is not directed at anybody. This is previous roommates I've had. They're not cleanly.
Oh. So stinky fuckers.
You took it there and I was going there. Shit.
Yeah, put your arms down. Yeah, you smell like...
Take a big whiff.
But no, like somebody that like makes, you know, a 3-course meal and then just leaves the dishes sit for 2 weeks in the sink.
I only did that once.
You haven't done that to my knowledge.
Well, because actually, Vitamin T was there to clean a bunch of shit up. Actually, he cleaned a lot of shit that I made dirty.
Vitamin T?
No, I'm just trying to figure out what you made dirty.
I don't want to know. Let's leave it as that.
Well, that's... The whole of when I did the homemade Alfredo.
Yeah. Yeah. I made the toilet dirty.
Yes. Yes, you did. You're lactose intolerant fuck. But he cleaned the dishes.
Yeah.
And then when I made the baked ziti, I'm pretty sure he cleaned those dishes too.
But see, like, we don't have a problem doing that for each other at all.
Yeah, I guess it's... It's a good teamwork deal there.
Well, it's like, you know, you're cooking, so they're going to look at it as, you know, hey, since he cooked, why don't we clean?
Right. Exactly.
Yes, they make good wives.
Yeah. So
I thought you were the wife because you're the one cooking.
I'm going to leave that up in the air as to...
That was actually pretty fucking good.
I have my moments.
That's why you're here.
You're usually by yourself.
Hey, there's no bad timing on that either.
Unless mom walks in.
No, they knock.
Okay, so what else at home pisses you off?
Actually, it's about everything that I do.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the last time you come that close to my face, right. Isn't it?
So, am I gonna have to? I'm going to have to grab a broom here.
As long as he keeps his mouth closed, we're good.
Well, then how am I going to talk?
Like that.
No. That's not going to happen.
How is he going to put his tongue in his throat?
Yeah, you know me. You know me way too well. Oh, see, I'm getting older, and I forget things.
Too well?
Well, what were we talking about?
Exactly. I forget things, so I'll put shit in the washer and forget that it's there.
Why would you put shit in the washer?
You know what I mean, dipshit. I'll put clothes in the washer, I'll forget it's there. And then when I do remember that it's there, I'll move it to the dryer, and then I'll forget it's there. And then you guys have to go around it or move my stuff.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, that was like the first or second day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that was okay with you, because I was like, I had to do laundry, and I moved your shit on top of the dryer.
Oh, well, right? You touched my shit?
God damn it. Yeah. I walked into that one.
Yeah, you started it.
Yeah.
Dipshit.
So shared laundry space, right? Like, if you're living with an apartment building, right? Have you ever had anybody fucking pull your wet laundry out of the dryer and just set it on top and then use your quarters to dry their shit?
No, because I sat there with my clothes.
Wow, see, that's like 2 hours there to your day that was gone.
When I was in the Navy, I was in school in Charleston, and my shit was done. Yes, I said shit, Chris. My clothes.
How was it
were
done?
My clothes.
I need the details here.
They had completed the washing cycle.
I need something for the fat bank here.
They had completed the washing cycle.
Ooh, cycle.
Well, I had good, hard-earned American money.
Oh, I was going somewhere else with that.
Sitting, waiting for the dryer. And when I came back, they were not only washed, but they were dried and folded.
No shit.
Yeah. There was no shit. It washed it all away. No, but seriously, like that's like one in a million thing happening, you know, out in public. But right. They were still all technically roommates. We live in the same barracks building, and that's so. Like I get that I forget things, and it pisses me off that I forget things. But I mean, shit. To have somebody leave your fucking wet clothes on top of the washer and then take your money and dry theirs, that's actually, I'm actually mad that I never thought of that in the first place.
Like, that's a dick move on the level of any of our politicians. Like, I mean, that's just mean. Like, literally, pull your shit out in the first cycle of your dry, lay it on top, and then throw their clothes in on top of it. And I've actually come, like, back to check on my laundry, and they're not even decent enough to pull their shit out. Like, it's still in the laundry.
And he's still talking about shit when he gave me shit for saying shit.
Yes. It's still in the dryer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Their stuff is not even pulled out and folded. It's just, and it said stuff there. Ha. Huh.
Yes.
So what'd you do? Did you get back at him? Throw it in the washer? Start a cycle?
No, he took shit on it.
No. I would have. Because that's just going to start the whole cycle over again. Like.
I'm not laughing at that because it was a laundry joke. Matter of fact.
You know what? I need to move the back of my head. I
yes.
do.
Yes, you do. But it still pleases me, so don't go too far away.
A whole lot of things please you.
Yeah. We won't talk about them because Mom walked in while I was thinking about them.
Okay, so...
Come on, Keith, chime in. You're here.
Yeah.
You're not here to listen to us. You're here to talk. You ugly
any
motherfucker.
Previous living situation, what has pissed you off the most?
Well, when I did have some roommates, it was, you know, telling them to, if you're not in the room, shut the lights off.
Oh, yeah?
That's a big one, actually.
That would piss me off. I'd come home. All lights in the house are off. Everybody's in one room. Okay, I go around, shut off the lights.
Does that mean there's an orgy?
I wished. I might have gotten laid lately.
But no. Keith and I have a running bet on who's going to get laid first.
Well, hope you guys bet on me.
No, this is only between the two non-virgin virgins right now, all right? I know he's going to get fucked by death soon.
He's saying, fuck me. And nobody's coming. Not even him.
I'm sorry. I gotta tap out on this one.
Okay, so Keith and I'll talk.
But no, lately what's been... It doesn't piss me off. It kind of irritates me. My mom and stepdad live with me. No problem. They just moved up here. They're trying to get on their feet and everything. But whenever I'm pissed off, my stepdad, you know, tries to be nice because he's worried that I'm going to kick them out when I'm pissed off. So it gets a little irritating that he's kind of like sucking up. And no matter how many times I've told him that, you know, I'm not going to kick you out.
So it's like he's walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
To please you.
Yeah.
Because he's afraid.
Yeah, and
that's what's bugging the shit out of you.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And you're not going to kick your mom out of your house.
No, I'm not. I'm not one of these people who
today,
you know,
at least.
If I'm pissed off at you, I'm not. And you live at the same house as me, I'm not going to kick you out because you pissed me off. We'll figure out what we could do different and move on.
Yeah, because you're reasonable, decent human being.
That's a smart way to.
And that's the only time you're ever going to hear me call you that.
Yeah, I have a hard-on for you too, Chris.
Yeah, I'm just sitting next to him.
Stroking it.
And I have to, yeah, I know, put it away.
I don't want to.
No all skiing, right. Mick.
All right, that's right. But no, you know, so you are actually the overlord of your house.
Well,
there's a handbook about that.
If you put it that way, yeah.
Yes, there is.
You'll have to give me that handbook then.
The Evil Overlord Handbook?
I think you might have written it.
Well, fuck. I am getting old. If I wrote it, and I forgot it.
Yeah, well, actually, no. I know it's not you that wrote it, because it wasn't written in crayon.
No, I write everything in blood now, so...
Yeah, no, I just saved your equipment, Mick.
You almost meed, huh?
Almost.
No, that is a really good one, though. You know, you have people living in your house, and they're... I mean, you don't have the tiny mustache like Hitler did.
He's got the mammoth
you are,
Hitler
but,
stash.
But you are,
he's got the mammoth Hitler stash.
But you are bad at art like Hitler was.
Hey, that's my job.
Hey,
But you have an art degree, and Hitler could not get one. So that's you have a one up on
I have a step up on
Adolf. Yes.
Oh Jesus!
Yes,
I hope I have more than one.
I have an appreciation for. There is no fucking way am I going to be able to draw half that shit. I know I can't draw. I don't attempt it anymore.
Well, everybody has a different way to art.
It's true.
Some people sculpt. Some people, you know.
It's also like, a learned skill.
Well, actually, now you say that, but now every high school girl with a fucking Instagram filter is a photographer.
Yeah. Fuck you. No, not you specifically. Them.
The editorial you.
It's not just Instagram. It's also Snapchat. People posting it up on fucking Facebook. It's like, seriously.
Yeah, no, we know you're 100% ugly. Right. You're 100% right. Yeah, there's no amount of filters I can make. I mean, you're ugly in color. You're ugly in black and white. You're ugly in sepia. You're ugly in fucking fisheye.
You're
ugly in, yeah, I mean.
You're ugly yeah. with the dog filter.
Yeah.
I mean, the dog filter runs away from you, Christ's sake.
Yeah.
I just fucking pulled that one out of my ass.
I have seen it to where they put the filter on. It's like, please provide us with a face. We got nothing.
So it's kind of like those phone recognition. You hold your face up to it and the phone unlocks from the recognition. But without the makeup on, heavily makeup, it doesn't recognize you.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, man, these people are ugly. And that's something else that fucking pisses us off.
Heavily makeup, yes, yes. That does piss me off.
Well, and you know what's funny with that, too, is you have all this Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat and whatnot.
When Google recognizes your face as spaghetti.
Well, hang on. When you have all these apps and all these filters, when it comes down to it, this actually cracks me the fuck up. I'm afraid to be father of a daughter because of all these young women that are out there selling detox tea. Now I don't know if you guys have seen this. But you have all these young quote-unquote models. I'm going to gesture.
Air quotes.
Air quotes,
I'm not
yep.
drinking your beer. You're fine.
And this is something that really pisses me off. And they're attractive young women. And all they do is they get paid to sell detox tea. So.
Pyramid scheme.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt.
Yeah. Don't do those.
But it doesn't matter. What pisses me off is they're getting fucking paid. They're getting fucking paid.
Have you seen, like, the 10-step way to get paid by Instagram?
No, I've seen the 13-step thing on how to stop drinking.
No, that's 12. That's 12.
Yeah, no, the 13th step is to have another beer.
No, the 13th step is not start again.
No, I thought the 13th step was to go out and celebrate.
Well done. No, but like, there are people who go out and make these crazy Instagram accounts. And there's like 10 steps to gain like 10,000 followers in like, we need to actually look that up.
Yeah, because I guess if you have so many followers, then you start getting paid.
Right.
And it's based on followers.
Well, fuck. We'd be screwed.
we can get 10,000 followers. It's just.
Probably 10,000 haters. Followers, haters.
Well, the problem is you got to keep them.
Oh, that wouldn't be hard.
Yeah, like me.
So, no, Chris, go ahead.
No, there's this whole deal, like, where they actually did an article on this where, like, somebody randomly went out and grabbed a face from the internet and went out and like garnered all of these followers and started getting paid. It wasn't them, first off. Like, they were cabbaging on to somebody else. And then, not only that, like, but it was just like, this is how you can do this. Like, just go out and do it. And I'm kicking myself because that was like 4 or 5 years ago.
We'll be back in 2 weeks with How to Be Instagram Famous by Mick and Chris and whatever this fucking guy's name is.
Oh, he's an it, remember?
I thought it was...
Oh, whatever its name is.
I thought it was the Keith.
Oh, yes, it's the Keith.
The Keith.
Yeah, we're going to be Instagram famous. We're going to...
You mean try to be?
Oh, we're going to be.
Try to be.
No, we're going
to
be.
Try to be.
We're not even going to try.
I'm just going to keep saying...
As long as it's his face that's the poster boy, we might make $10,000.
Just trying to lick his finger?
Or mine. We're just fucked, and yes, he did.
What fucking poster are you going to put that face on?
Any poster.
On your dartboard?
Tequila.
Any poster.
Yeah, but you have to...
I'm just going to keep saying the
like
key.
Like 7 shots before you see his face. Just so it looks good. Then they'd buy more.
I'd have to shave first.
No, leave every bit of hair you can on that fucking mug.
Yeah, no. Let him shave. Let him go back to looking like Wolverine again.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, actually, you know what? That's not a bad idea.
He did look better that way. Now we can just get him the claws.
Yeah, in about 8 months, it's going to start getting cold, too. So he should have enough hair by then.
Wait,
8 months?
A month?
You know where we live. The weather doesn't weather properly here. It's like we're in a vortex, or we're in fucking like the land version of the Bermuda Triangle. That's pants, how the weather operates.
Pants, shorts, and a sweatshirt all in the same day. That pisses me off.
Yeah.
About living at home in Nebraska.
Yep. All right. On that note, you know what, folks? We're gonna conclude this. We're going to conclude this episode. I can't even fucking English right now.
Wait.
Why don't you tell them?
You can't English?
I can't English.
All right. Well, I have a couple of topics to go on with.
Well, make it quick because we're running short on time.
And these are not things at home.
Pretty girl.
These are just things that piss me off.
Okay?
So
we're going to do word association. You say it, we'll say something. Ready?
Good stories, bad writing.
Good stories, bad lighting?
Bad writing.
Oh.
He can't even hear your English.
I have a headset on.
He has to read.
The only thing I have to go with that is movies. Movies that had a good storyline, but the movie sucked.
Because it was written badly?
Yep.
Yeah, no, wait a...
No, that's...
Spoilers!
Spoilers.
Yeah, somebody spoiled Star Wars, the new Star Wars for me.
I didn't do it.
No, it wasn't you, but it fucking pissed me off because then they played it off as a joke.
Ah, I think I know.
And then I found out it was actually what happened.
Next thing.
TV shows that ended early. Those pissed me off.
Firefly.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay, poor grammar.
This guy right here.
That was probably one of the goodest examples I've ever heard.
Reality TV.
What's next? This?
What the fuck is reality
fuck
TV?
Fuck that.
It's all scripted. Fuck you.
Yeah, right? So that's the thing.
This is reality right here.
Okay. Yeah.
And my last one I had was internet arguments. Fucking get over it. Talk to her in person. Fuck you.
They can't. They hide behind a computer screen. That's
everybody's.
The way
everybody's.
No, they're gonna fuck themselves.
Everybody's Johnny Bravo behind a computer screen.
Johnny Bravo.
Whoa, mama. Dude's built, dude. He's built.
Shit.
And he's dumb, and he's built. So I made my point. Everybody behind a computer screen
is dumb and built.
Is no. They feel like they're built, but they're dumb as shit.
Yeah.
And all they do is, oh, well, you know what, I'm going to, you know, shame this person for this or shame this person for that.
Yeah, fuck that. Yep. If you want to parent shame someone, parent shame yourself if you're a parent.
But they feel like they're built like Johnny Bravo is. He's got them big muscles.
That Johnny Bravo.
Beautiful,
dumb
blonde.
As fuck. Oh, he's dumb as a fucking rock.
Right, exactly.
That's his
point.
Exactly. I think a rock is smarter than Johnny Bravo.
Exactly, that's my point. It's these people, they feel like he's built, but when they speak, they speak like he would. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right.
In the end, fuck stupid people.
Right.
So no, actually don't. Actually don't. Because
yeah, don't procreate
then they
them.
Will procreate.
Yeah, that's...
All right, so with that being said, we're going to conclude this. Be sure to follow us on the Facebooks, the Twitter, all the other social fucking media we got. What else we got?
Instagram. Oh, our website.
Yeah, the website. Oh, yeah, the website.
Wait.
Nonsense-website.com.
Instagram. And you guys are on Instagram?
Yeah, we are on Instagram. But it's really difficult to have pictures for an audio show.
Yeah, we're gonna.
But we make it happen here and there.
Yeah, here in 2 weeks we're gonna be Instagram stars.
Yes, remember that?
I thought it was next week.
10,000 viewers, we're gonna get paid, motherfucker.
So, we're out.
All right, bye.
Yay.
Steve's gonna pop up whenever he wants. Nobody tells Steve what to do. Don't fuck with Steve.